Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, I'm coming to you live from Nashville, where Josie and I are at a worship conference. It's the Sing Conference put on by Keith and Kristen Getty for just equipping worship leaders and kind of refreshing, resourcing. It's been a really good trip, so thank you for letting us take some time away. The theme for their conference this year is on evangelism, sharing your faith. And so I want to share a couple verses and kind of combine two talks, one from a guy named Rico Tice and another talk from John Piper. The first passage is Acts 17:24-27, which says, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man. Nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us." And the point of the first talk is that God, as creator, sustainer and ruler, has determined exactly where each one of us will live and work and the people we will interact with. And why does God do this, according to Acts 17? That people should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. And so this first speaker was saying he was moving to a new house, and he's saying, "I'm excited because God has put me." He kind of said it in a funny way. "I'm the most important person that my neighbors will meet. And why is that? Because I know Jesus. And so God has put me right where he has me so that I might share him with my neighbors." So we're going to go knock on the door and introduce ourselves and, you know, bake them some dinner or something like this so that we might share with them the good news. And that is the story that God is telling. He's doing this all the time, moving people from one place to another, organizing situations so that people might meet Jesus. And the other passage comes from 2 Corinthians 5:20, which says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." And the speaker, John Piper, in this instance, was saying every time that we open our mouths and say, "Be reconciled to God," it is God making his appeal through us. God's plan A for the world is the church, is believers in Jesus Christ opening their mouths to share the good news of Christ with their friends, with their neighbors, with their family. This is the way that God, who made everything, and who had a plan from before time began to reconcile the world to himself, to bring people into glory, to call rebels to become worshipers. His divine plan for all of creation is going to be accomplished through my mouth, through your mouth, and our being willing and obedient to share the good news with the people that Christ brings into our path. So what is our takeaway as believers today? It's not a, when we think about the call to global evangelism, to global missions, it can be kind of overwhelming. But, you know, that is part of God's plan, is that every tribe and every tongue and every nation will hear the good news one day. But where can we start? We can start right where God has us. Because if we believe Scripture, then where we are has been appointed by God. The people that we know and interact with on a daily basis has been appointed by God. And his plan A, to save lost souls, to make worshipers out of rebels, to call people to himself, adopted sons and daughters, is going to be accomplished through you and through me. So we can be faithful to say, "God, reveal to me the places where I can be obedient, where I can be courageous enough to know that when I open my mouth to share the good news, it's really you speaking through me. So show me how I can do that. Show me the person I need to have a conversation with. Show me the situation that I am called to speak into, knowing that all authority and power has been given to you, and therefore you call us to go make disciples. That we will receive power through the Holy Spirit when we choose to walk by faith in the area of sharing the good news with the people that we love. So God, we ask you today, please help us to live this out. Lord, show each and every one of us, show the people listening to this devotional today, who can we share the good news with? What are the divine appointments that you are setting up in our life and circumstances so that you might save another soul, that you might bring another lost person into eternity with you? And we pray for amazing stories of your faithfulness. God, as we pray this simple prayer and you answer it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.